Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
When Rick was here, Rick Renner was here, we were back in my office and we were talking about Tommy Hicks and the body, that giant vision that he had, where the body, if you haven't read or heard about the Tommy Hicks vision, would you do that, please? And I shared it in church, I don't know, a couple times. And it was about this giant body he saw trying to rise up, and debris was on it. And it was, the body ended up being the church. And then Jesus came, and you know, and he pointed. And when he pointed, a liquid light came. And that was the anointing for everyone. There's an anointing for everyone. And I was telling Rick about what the Lord had shown me about the anointing, which is what we're talking about right now, and how it's for everyone. And when we got to this one particular part in the conversation, I said, Rick, you know that place in Israel around the Sea of Galilee, and it's just new, and they found it, and it's where Jesus stood, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. And I got, and I was telling him how Mom pulled some strings, and I got to stand where he stood and say what he said. And the glory of God and the presence of God, whatever you want to call it, fell on us, and we all just went down, and it was so heavy, and it was so powerful because it was the whole plan of God, thousands of years apart. It's the plan. It's the anointing. And but in that Tommy Hicks vision, he said some that he was sure that would carry that anointing and take that anointing that they're called to carry and do. Whether we're not talking about just fivefold ministries, we're talking about farmers or mechanics or teachers or students or whatever, to take that anointing into their schools, into their workplace, into the world, because there are millions of people that will not come to church. We know and hope that the anointing is here, and we believe and know it is, but there's many that won't, that you work with. So the anointing has to go out. And he said, those are the ones that are denying from. They're backing away from activating it. Because when I told Rick, I said, I stood there and I you know, Rick, these rabbis showed guy who showed me that written in the sages or the oral traditions, there's many things written besides just the Bible that the Jews were really good at recording. And written in there was everywhere Jesus went all throughout the Galilee, when he stood up to preach, he always said, before he preached, every time, this is written, people, what I'm telling you, every time he would start it, and I'm telling this to Rick back there, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. In other words, that finger of liquid light and gold, and he has anointed me. And he began to say what he was anointed to do. Lay hands on the sick, preach. If it was to play basketball, he would have said it. If it was to sell insurance, he would have said it. But because he said it every time, Rick goes, he was activating it. I said, that's exactly right. You've got to activate it. We'll just get comfortable coming to church and we love God and everything, but we're not really activating the power that we have. Now, this all started with, and Rick goes, are you preaching that? And I go, yeah, well, I preached it years ago. And he goes, you keep preaching it. But so years ago, I saw this interview with Jack Nicklaus. And Jack Nicklaus still holds all of the records for golf, right? Like he's the Michael Jordan of golf. And even Tiger Woods to this day hasn't caught his records. And many say will never be caught or, you know, overtaken. But Tiger Woods was just coming on the scene as a young kid. And he just won this tournament. And the interviewer says to Jack Nicklaus, he says, what do you think about this kid, Tiger? And Jack goes, he's playing on a level I'm not familiar with. Well, that kind of threw the interviewer. He goes, but you're Jack Nicklaus. And so he sticks the mic back and he goes, thank you for reminding me. It got real awkward. And so he just goes, back to you, Bill, you know. And when I heard that, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and says, it's time for the church to operate on a level that the world is not familiar with. It's time for the church to operate on a level that the world is not familiar with. Nobody would have ever thought Jack Nicklaus couldn't be familiar with the way somebody's playing. He's the king. He's the goat. And it's time, and that's the way it used to be. The church was operating on a level the world was not familiar with. Miracles, signs, and wonders. The power of God, the anointing of God. The callings coming together and activated. And that sleeping giant rising. Y'all understand what we're talking about here? It's time right now. And so, glory to God. So I went, now I'm, the Lord's helping me with this because now I'm going to review and then catch up to where we need to go, part two of the anointing. So when I was driving to the airport and the Lord told me to help ORU, and I said, I'm going to try to do this fast. This is the review part. And I'm driving and he says, help ORU. And I'm like, that was random out of the blue. Have you, anybody ever got one of those? I don't know anybody there. So, the next day, I get a phone call from Richard Roberts. And if you don't think that's God, it's just whatever. And we had never talked, never met. And at that time, and he says, I keep getting in prayer that you're supposed to come and help us. And I go, well, I just got told that yesterday. And he says, well, what do you think it is? I go, I don't know. So we made up a title. And it was Spiritual Advisor of the Athletes. So I had 240 athletes and the coaches. And I would come in and coach them spiritually. And they're, you know, champions. And about that time is when God gave me this message on the anointing. And it's time to activate. Everybody say activate. It's time to activate this anointing. I want you to ask yourself, have you been activating it? I'm not talking about you believe it. Good for you. I'm talking about activating it in your workplace, in your family, in your marriage, at your school, at your, y'all understand what I'm talking about? Activating that. Jesus did. And so I had 240 and out of them, and I told them when I got to this revelation, because it came when I was at ORU and I was like so excited. And so I shared it with him. I said, guys, y'all could really do the platform y'all have as college athletes, you know. And so I shared it with him. And I said, it's voluntary. You don't have to come to this part. I had mandatory sessions with all of them and the coaches. But then this part was voluntary. And so 240 came and it dwindled and dwindled and dwindled and dwindled and dwindled and dwindled. And it just kept dwindling, dwindling, dwindling. And this room just ended up with six. Out of 240 Christians, believers, athletes, all hearing the same message, and only six. And there were six. I talked about Moses last time. Y'all remember? He was one of them. And of those six, amazing things happened. Amazing, off the charts, crazy, national news-wise, golfers, and there was baseball player, and there was basketball player, and there was six of them. And six of them impacted the world, impacted people. On magazine covers, shoe contracts, it was professional and impacted people. And fame came. And they didn't do it for the fame, but fame came. And it happened to Jesus, and we'll read about that later. And there was only six. And I remember, I'm just going to give you one example today. I gave you one last time. He was a baseball player. And he didn't make the team. All during the time we were meeting, he got cut, didn't make the team. And but he's coming to these, and he's saying it, and he's activating. He believes it. He believes what he's hearing, what y'all are about to hear. And he's, you know, I'm anointed to pitch on a level the world's not familiar with. Whatever, that's what I taught him to say. And so he gets cut, and so he asks, can I be a manager? So he's a manager, right? And so he's around the clubhouse, but he's still coming. And he's still saying that, even though he's not even playing. Hello? That shows you the power of this thing. And they were playing, I'm not sure who it was, but it was on TV. And the pitcher's getting rocked and this and that. And they just had a bunch of sore arms and ineligible players, whatever. And they ran out of arms. I mean, they're actually at the, this happens. I mean, it rarely happens. And they remembered that he could pitch, and he raises his hands. And really? Well, what else are we going to do? So the coaches are, you know. So they go in there, and they get him a uniform, and it doesn't fit, and he doesn't have a name on it. And he goes out there, and he's warming up on the mound, and the announcers on the TV said, well, he's talking to himself. Well, what he was saying, I'm anointed to pitch on a level that Texas is not familiar with. And they said, he keeps talking, but we don't know what he's saying, but... And he goes in, and the team comes back to victory, and he does a great job. And so they keep him on to get him a uniform, and he ends up winning 6 games that year for him. And then the next year, and he gets a scholarship, and then he won more games. And then he ends up being all-conference, all-American, and getting drafted to the pros. Played for the Los Angeles Angels. Because that little guy, and he wasn't very big, he believed it. He just didn't come to church. Hey, everybody. Going bowling? See you there. He was right here. There were 6. I wonder who the 6 are going to be in this room. It won't be all of you. It won't. I want it to be. Don't get mad at me. But it won't. Because it says it in the Bible. I tried to talk God out of that. No, we can get them all, God. You got to understand, a coach, we can get them all. I've done it before. If I don't get them all, they're going to go. But we can get them all to believe. And he said, no. And he took me to that scripture. They'll deny the power. He said, they'll have a form of godliness. They'll go bowling when you ask them. They'll be born again, but they'll deny what they were supposed to do. They'll deny what they were supposed to do. At the place I put them. I don't like where I'm at. I put you there. And 6 of them got out their plug and the rest of them watched them do it.
For over 4 decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world on The Prophetic Witness. New episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.